Welcome back to Wimberley Texan Football.
Back at Texans Field, Mike Blackwell along with Randy Hermes and our producer Denver O'Neill over there running things for us. Wimberley Texans will get the football to start things here in this second half. Texans lead it 35-3. Again, the winner here tonight will be the district champion. Taylor Knopf now set to kick things off for Bernie. Taylor with the highlight so far for the Greyhounds in the first half. He managed to boot a 47-yard field goal deep into the night here at Texans.
You know, we've seen several plays here tonight. Of course, there's been many that have been memorable up to this point, but there's been at least three tonight that would make anybody's highlight reel.
Boy, no question about that. Here's Knopf's kickoff now. Smith and Burt Schell are deep. He's going to kick this short, though. It bounces at the 15. Smith picks it up at the 7, looking for running room, running right side. Gets a great block by Burt Schell. 15. Now he's at the 20, looking for more running room. 25 and out of bounds at the 29-yard line. And I mean to tell you, Hunter Burt Schell laid a lick on the defender down there who is still on the ground on his hands and knees at about the 7-yard line. It was certainly a clean block, Randy, but it was kind of a blindside one, and he just waylaid him at the 6 or 7-yard line.
Yeah, it was clean. It wasn't anything dirty at all about it. Hunter Burchell was coming down the field. The defender there did not see him, and as he turned around, Burchell made hard contact, I guess would be the right choice of words. But, yeah, it was a vicious block. Young man's trying to answer that phone right now.
Again, our he's trying to answer that phone. That kind of threw me off. I haven't heard that one before, Randy. Again, our game tonight brought to you by Cypress Creek Cafe and Club, by Conley Car Wash, by Wimberley Pharmacy, Stevens & Malone LLP, by Blanco National Bank, Sip on the Square, Lori Gray with Horace Mann Insurance, Fancy That Photography, The Mail Stop, DeMasters Daniel Insurance, A Studio Z, and by Lone Oak Motors. We certainly want to thank all of our sponsors. And as we await the player on the field to get attended to, let's go ahead and take a break. You are listening to Wimberley Texans Football on WimberleyRadio.com and on KDRP 100.1 FM.
I remember when I lost my mind. There was something so pleasant about that place. Even your emotions have an echo. And so much space. And when you're out there without care, yeah, I was out of touch. But it wasn't because I didn't know enough. I just knew too much.
Back at Texans Field, the young man who was hurt for Bernie is off on the other side of the field, moving, and definitely got his bell rung, but he looks like he's going to be okay. They've taken him off the field, and Brady Lambert now, first and 10 at the 28-yard line. Texans with their first drive of the second half. Turn and the give to Trinity Wilson, looking for running room. He's got the 30 outside, left side to the 35, and takes a tackler down all the way to the 39-yard line. That's a pickup of 11 for Trinity Wilson.
Yeah, how many times have we seen him do that this season where he gets around that corner and keeps trying to find that edge, trying to find that edge, and gains yard while trying to do it. Look, a nice run that time, Trinity Wilson.
And he's so good at kind of riding his blocker there, Randy. He's kind of old school. He'll put his hand out there on the back of that blocker and just stay right there on his hip. And that's the way you're supposed to do it. So many runners just ignore that blocker and take off, not Trinity. 39-yard line. Lambert back to throw. Rolling right, looking, steps up, looking for running room and brought down, sacked for a loss of five is Brady Lambert.
Yeah, the big man Chris Keller, one of the big defensive linemen here on the left side. For the Greyhounds, able to get through there unblocked, was able to grab a shoestring and hang on to him to get a sack.
Second down and 15 now for Wimberley. Again, 35-3 our score, just underway here in the second half. District championship game, Wimberley against Bernie. Bernie came in with one district loss. Wimberley, of course, undefeated. Lambert now shotgun. Second down and 15, Lambert's going to roll left, looking, and throwing left, and caught on that far sideline.
Looked like Holloman over there found a little bit of room right past the first down marker. Defense was playing him a little bit soft. He turned around, and the ball was perfectly thrown to him there to pick up about 6 yards on that play.
Davis Holloman. Yeah, 6 or 7 yard carry, pass reception, easy for me to say. Third down and 8 now for Wimberley. Lambert, after a slow start, he went 2 of his first 5 with an interception. Now he's completed his last 5 in a row. He has 77 yards passing tonight. They really haven't had to throw the ball much. Third down and 8 now. Lambert will go straight drop back. Looking right side, he throws it out, and it's caught by Holloman, who is able to get it out, rather by Burt Shell, out to the 47-yard line, and that's a pickup of 6. Be short of the first down by a couple of yards, though.
Yeah, kind of a juggling catch that time by Burt Shell. He well defended again. As soon as he caught the ball, he was able to get a couple of yards after catch, but they were right there around him.
They're going to spot it at the 47-yard line, and it's 4th and 2, and Burt Shell's going to go ahead and punt the football. And deep for Bernie will be the return man, Nolan Campbell. He's going to stand at about his 15-yard line. Actually, he's going to back it up even more, closer to the 10-yard line now. Burchell takes the excellent snap and punts it away. It's a line driver. Campbell may be able to return this. He gets it on a couple of hops. He's got the 20, and he is brought down near the 25-yard line, and that's where Bernie will take over for the Greyhounds' first possession of the second half, trailing it 35-3. What in the world can Bernie do to get back in this football game, Randy? Anything?
You know, as down as far as they are, you want to think they want to go vertical down the field, but the Texas pass rush has been so effective against them. You know, it's hard to believe they know they're ever going to get ahead by continuing to peck on these little short little pass routes. So, I don't know, pretty a daunting task they have to face them.
Will Amick, the quarterback, back to throw. He's looking right, throws it, short pass out there to the 30. Look out, 35-40, and down to the 44-yard line is the receiver, Bryce Collins.
That's one way to do it. He was well defended that time. Reed Jones right there next to him, and they had a little missed tackle without mixing words, and able to gain an extra 10 yards after the catch.
25-yard gain, and again, if you're just joining us, Will Amick, the Bernie quarterback, has been in on 100% of the plays tonight for the Greyhounds, and what I'm saying is he's either run it or throw it on every offensive play for the Greyhounds. He pitches this in the outside to the flat to Collins again, and Collins is able to catch it and run forward and pick up 8 tough yards. It'll be 2nd down and 2.
Yeah, something we really haven't seen them do yet is had good blocking around the receiver that time. That allowed him to pick up those yards. It was just a quick little pass out to the right side. But again, he had some help there in front of him this time.
Amick now is 14 of 25 for 133 yards. So clearly he's throwing the ball a lot, Randy, but he's not gaining a lot of yardage and hasn't hit on any big plays from the passing game. Again, he flips it out left side. Another short pass, 45-40, a good gainer down to the 36-yard line, and that's a pickup of 12, and that is also thrown out there. Well, that one was Nolan Campbell.
Yeah, it's kind of got the Texas secondary here reeling on this drive. They obviously have made some adjustments, found a little pocket there on either side. Texas playing them a little bit soft, and they're able to make a little bit of hay right now.
Well, and certainly you play soft when you're up 35-3 at halftime too, Randy. Amick now will drop back. He's looking right side now and looking long, throwing long and incomplete.
Well, a little obviously a missed pass route read there that time. There was nobody over there. In fact, he's lucky that didn't get intercepted. Holloman is very close to being able to pick that ball off.
It'll be second down and 10 now. And, of course, stay with us after this game. We'll talk playoffs a little bit. We'll recap this game with highlights and also talk playoffs. Playoffs? Sorry about that, Randy.
That's okay.
Second down and 10. It's Will Amick. Again in the shotgun formation. He's just going to run right up the middle this time. And he gets the ball down to the 30-yard line, a pickup of six quick yards.
Yeah. He found a little bit of run. Again, just a direct snap. There's not a single running back to hand it off to. He's the one and only back there. And
he's carried it 14 times unofficially for 8 yards, Randy. Of course, that's factoring in a handful of sacks as well.
He's going to have a few bumps and bruises in the morning, I believe.
And again, spread formation, back to throw, looking, scrambling right side, now throwing out right side, and it's caught down to the 21-yard line, and that is Carl Cook with the catch, and that's about an 8-yard gain. So he's just nickel and diming himself down the field is Will Amick.
Well, they're able to move the ball, though. Kobe Kelly that time almost had him in the backfield for a sack. He went shooting through the line undetected, untouched anyway, and made a dive right for his feet, but Amick was able to step out of them and complete the pass.
Amick has completed 4 of his last 5 passing attempts. 6:45 left to play. Wimberley leading it 35-3. Amick now, a little middle screen. It's caught at the 20 and down to the 14-yard line is the receiver. That's Carl Cook, yet another good gainer. That time an 8-yard pickup.
Be interesting to see when they get down here, the field really short, if they're able to move the ball on the ground. That's been, Texas has done a good job stopping the run. Field gets short, it gets a little bit more difficult to throw the ball. See what they come up with here.
Second down and 2 now. The ball is spotted at the 14-yard line. Amick has wide receivers all over the place. Sideline to sideline. Moving left. Inside screen, and it's caught by Collins again. And Collins is able to gain, they're going to spot it. He's going to lose a couple on that one. The pass was complete, but he lost yardage.
And again, that was a little inside, almost a little option to the inside there. And they are very, very lucky that ball, Texas didn't jump all over that. It was kind of thrown behind him, the intended runner there.
And it was in traffic, and Bryce Collins did a nice job of reaching back and snaring that one.
Yeah, absolutely. It seemed like Amick would have been better off just holding on to that.
Third down and 4 now, and Bernie, no doubt, in 4-down territory. Throw it in over the middle. It's caught at the 5-yard line. A nice catch in traffic by Nolan Campbell. They pick up the first down on a gain of 10.
And again, he found a soft spot in that zone coverage there, about 10 yards past the line of scrimmage. They've had some success there all night long.
Amick now has completed his last 4 passes in a row, and he's completed 7 out of his last 8. Ball at the 5-yard line. First down and goal for Bernie. Bernie will give it to Campbell. Right side, trying to get outside. He picks up a couple of yards. Down to the 3-yard line is Nolan Campbell. And how about that? A handoff.
I told you they had a speed sweep somewhere in that offensive playbook. Second down, Greyhound.
I was kind of hoping that Amick would be the lone carrier tonight, Randy. I don't think I've ever, I've seen a million football games, as have you, and I certainly can't remember ever seeing a game where a kid had all of the offensive carries, the runs from scrimmage, and it almost happened here tonight. Second down and goal now from the 3-yard line. Amick is going to roll left, looking in the end zone, throws, and no, it's caught down at the 2-yard line, or rather, they're going to mark it down at the 3-yard line. That was Nick Pedrotti on the catch.
Yeah, Nick Pedrotti a little out that time. He was about 2 yards short of the end zone. Again, well defended by the Texans, and tackled him right there as he made the catch.
So third down and goal now from the 2-yard line. Actually, that's the 3-yard line, so no gain on that completion. Amick now. Shotgun. Fakes the handoff. Runs up the middle. He's in the end zone for a touchdown. Bernie with its first touchdown of the night on a 3-yard run by Will Amick.
They set up that little speed sweep again. This time it was coming from right to left. And Amick faked the handoff and tucked it and went in over the right side of the center. Found a seam to get into the end zone.
Here's Knopf now for the extra point. It's kind of fun to watch this kid kick. See how far is he? He may get it to the concession stand.
Holy cow.
I'm not joking. He kicks it. There's a couple of little kids trying to chase it down on the running track down there. And with 3:54 remaining, Bernie has cut the lead to 35-10, so Coach Dane Johnson has to be happy about that, Randy. That was a pretty impressive drive.
Yeah, it was an impressive drive. You would hate to do down 25 points yet. You would like to think that the Texans here are going to do a little ball control, eat up some of the clock. We know they've been able very successful to run, put the ball on the ground. And quite honestly, don't see Bernie getting that many more opportunities to do that again, but we'll see. Well, you weren't kidding about going almost all the way to the concession stand.
He boomed that thing, didn't he?
That young man, he does. He is having an opportunity, doesn't he, somewhere to pay for those books down the road.
That's right. That's exactly right. Again, stay with us in postgame, and we'll talk about this game a little bit and recap this one, and then also talk about playoff possibilities. And, of course, tonight, senior night, the last time these seniors will be on this field, most probably in – they have certainly had storied careers and have certainly given Texans fans a lot of joy over the last few years, Randy.
Yeah, absolutely. We went a long way in the playoffs last year. And quite honestly, these kids don't have put their record together. There's not a lot of losses behind them, is it?
No. Here's Knopf now to kick off. And you know these mothers and dads are very proud of these players, no doubt about that. It's a high kickoff. Fair catch by Trinity Wilson was given. It's sort of half-hearted at the 19-yard line. I think he kind of halfway gave the fair catch signal and then kind of regretted it. After he caught it, he thought, ooh, I had some running room.
That kick was so high, that was probably the right thing to do there.
Actually, they're going to mark it right at the 20-yard line. So first and 10 for Wimberley, leading it 35-10 with 3:53 left to play in the third period. We're in Wimberley. Winner of this game tonight is the district champion, and right now it looks like that's going to be Wimberley, barring hell freezing over, I think, Randy.
It would take a big catastrophic failure.
Yes, it absolutely would. First down and 10 now for Lambert. Takes the snap, turns and gives it to Colby Kelly right up the middle, and he reels off 5 yards up the middle.
Yeah, just a quick handoff over the left side. Kelby, the big man, puts his head down. All in his own effort there, picks up 5 yards.
Second down and 5. I'm sitting on this stool, Randy, and this thing has 4 wheels, and I'm just going everywhere. I can move my buttocks, and it moves automatically.
They usually have a charge tickets for a ride like that.
Second down and 5. Can you say buttocks on the air? I guess you can now. Huh?
I will let you say those words.
Second down and 5 now for Lambert. I won't say it again the rest of the night. Here's Trinity Wilson. He's looking left side. He's got the first down and more to the 30. And down to the 33-yard line is Trinity Wilson, a pickup of 8. He now has 76 yards on the ground on only 8 carries. So a nice game by Trinity Wilson so far tonight.
Yeah, absolutely. First 6 yards are with his legs, and the last 2 is with that stiff arm.
That's right. And he's not a big guy, Randy, but you're right. He uses that stiff arm. He's very accurate with his stiff arm.
He certainly runs with authority, doesn't he?
If you put that stiff arm on somebody's Adam's apple, that's going to make a difference. It doesn't matter how big you are. That hurts. That's a pressure point, isn't it? You should know that, being black belt. You're a black belt in something, aren't you?
Dinner table, that's about it.
Pitch right to Dennis Smith, and he is caught in the backfield. They just swarmed him, and he loses 3 yards on the pitch right.
Yeah, Chris Keller there came from the left defensive end position, came right through and met him. You don't see that very often, tackled him for a loss.
They're going to put this at the 31-yard line now. It'll be second down and 13.
Definitely a missed assignment by one of the offensive linemen here on the right side. Chris Keller's a big man. He doesn't sneak through anywhere, I wouldn't imagine.
No. Senior, he's one of those seniors tonight playing his final home game. Lambert's in the shotgun. He has Smith to his left. He's going to roll left. Smith is protecting him, and he's going to throw it out there for Holloman, I believe. It's incomplete.
Yeah, they've had some success. I believe that's Burchill over there on that side. It runs down the side, and then he stops right there at the sideline and turns around and comes back. They had some success over there. Well, I see Burchill and Holloman over there.
Now it's going to be third down and 13 here. Lambert looking to the sideline to get the play call. Now all the players looking at their wrists and on their waist where the play cards are. And to the line of scrimmage go the Texans. Here's Lambert now shotgun, back to throw. Straight drop back. And he's going to throw it out left side. Caught it by Trinity Wilson, who loses his balance. And down at the 36-yard line is Wilson. A pickup of 5, but far short of the first down.
Yeah, Colton Griffith that time for the Greyhounds came up and really made a nice tackle there in the out in open field to keep Trinity Wilson from picking up that first down.
They're spotting it at the 36-yard line. It'll be fourth down and 8, and Burchell now will punt with the return man, Fisher Cook, back deep, standing at his own 30-yard line. A minute 15 left to play in the third period. A quick-moving third period, Randy.
Yep. Considering how many times the ball has been thrown.
Snap is a good one. The punt is also a good one. A nice soaring punt. It bounces at the 17, rolls around to the 16 before it is downed at that point by Kate Davis, and that's where Bernie will take over. 16-yard line, first down and 10 with 60 seconds left to play in the third period.
That was about a 47-yard punt that time by Burchell. He can really boom it down the field.
Again, 35-10 our score. Wimberly in control of this one. Bernie will take over now. Will Amick directed a pretty impressive scoring drive on the last possession of the Greyhounds, Randy. See what he can produce here. Starting at his own 16 with a million wide receivers all over the place. Once again, looking left and throwing left is Amick, and it's incomplete wide of his receiver. That was Nick Insalata.
Yeah, see the Texans changing up their secondary look. You know, we've seen them go pretty much all man coverage. We've seen them do kind of a cover two where they've got two men back in deep zone and they play man up close. And then we've seen what looked like some pure zone coverage. So continue to mix it up, see if they can find the answer to stop them on this drive.
Amick is now 20